Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Wow, you're right there this time, Miles.
I am. I'm ready to go.
I'm really disappointed in our listeners. Not one person has written to berate you for your whole handicapped parking business.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I know. But...
Oh, well, Sheriff Baker will write and say, hey, where the hell is the goddamn show on Wednesday? You know?
Because he doesn't make judgments, though.
Well, I think he said something about where what's going on or something. And
yeah.
But he doesn't say a word about you and your, you know, parking habits.
Right.
Your
well,
dirty, filthy, stinking parking habits.
Well, considering what some of his hobbies are, though.
Well, I guess
I mean,
that's
he's
true.
He's not going to cast any stones.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that everybody who listens is probably more of a degenerate than you are.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you're in the clear.
I'm not Bob Guccione.
You're saintly. By parking in a handicapped spot, it makes you saintly.
Yeah.
In comparison to the other people who have listened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense to me then.
Thank you.
I would think that somebody would write in about it, but I guess I'm wrong.
No. Everyone agreed with me.
Evidently. Hey, what the hell? You get a better spot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been trying to, I have like several things floating through my head and I don't even know which one to talk about. But, I can't, one of them's not really that, nothing really jumps out at me as being really funny. Other than, my neighbor came down to visit the other day. And she's older, retired, right?
Right.
And her grandson was over, and so they all came down to play with the kids and whatnot in the afternoon the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, to be honest, this was actually brought to my attention. I didn't think much of it at the time until after the fact. So we're kind of sitting around, the kids are playing, and somebody farts, right?
Right.
You know, that was a real ripper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just figured it was one of my kids.
Right.
Because that's not uncommon for them to just let it go at any moment, right?
Right.
And so, turns out my wife, because she was there, it was my neighbor lady.
What?
Yeah, she...
Oh.
She farted, and nobody said anything. But... My wife goes, did you hear, you know, the neighbor lady was, she cut loose.
Ethel ripped a fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah. Sure it wasn't your wife trying to pass blame?
Well, it could have been, I suppose. But I never, it never crossed my mind, because.
Was it stinky?
Well, no, I was sitting away from her, you know.
Yeah.
We were kind of out on the patio, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was outside. So, you know, I had that going for you.
Oh, boy.
But the noise was definitely there, and I heard it.
Did she, like, lean forward, you know, to kind of...
Well, she was leaning forward, yes, when it happened, I believe, yes.
Kind of like, ooh. Like, raise a cheek to help it out.
She may have. Well, she was sitting on a bench that has slats.
Oh.
So you really don't need to raise anything.
Yeah.
Because she was all... Depending on where her... butt was. There's no need to move, really.
Right.
It's not like a flat, solid surface. It's slatted, so...
Right.
You know, you could sneak one out at any time. And possibly that's what she was trying to do, but she got herself... in, you know, kind of like what you do with the balloon?
Right.
You're letting the air out of it, and you go... She just happened to be at the wrong angle and, you know, made a noise.
Nice.
Yeah. But I thought that was funny. I'm like, oh, really?
Was she trying to wave it off, you know?
Or... No, well, I just assumed it was one of the kids. Go figure, you know?
She just rips it off and just keeps going. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a bit chatty sometimes, so. I don't know what she was talking about, but, yeah, she just kept going.
Well, I've been eating a lot of beans. Like,
yeah.
And,
So... I thought, wow, I really just wish I could get away with something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I could get away with something like that. I would get, like, you know, the look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was just, it was the kids and stuff, so I just...
There was something on Nickelodeon over the weekend, it said, it was talking about farting.
Uh-huh.
It said it is normal to fart up to 14 times a day.
Really?
That is normal.
Huh. I don't think I fart 14 times a day, do you?
I'm like, wow, that's...
Well, now, do you count while you're sitting on a toilet?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, then maybe I do 14 times.
Oh.
Because some usually, you know, I got a little propellant.
Right.
Whenever I'm taking a big dump.
Sure.
You know, a little propellant in there.
Yeah.
You got to ease off a little gas beforehand, then everything else comes out, and then you have a little gas afterwards to kind of.
Sure.
So maybe that, if they count all those, but 14, like just sitting around, that's an unusual day.
That's
how about
what
you?
It said. That's
how about,
what it said.
Well, Nickelodeon, they don't lie.
I was in the bathroom when I heard this. I didn't see it. I was actually in, ironically.
I could barely hear it over the thunderous roar of my own gas.
But it was like the guy who does like a lot of the Nickelodeon announcing. He's like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, kids, did you know?
You ever wonder what this was?
There
well,
you
here
go.
Here it is.
Are all of them stinky? Do they have a stink rating?
I couldn't see it. I was doing my thing.
Hey, kids. Everybody's stinky.
Even your neighbor.
Even your neighbor. Comes down for friendly visits and just marks her territory.
I'll scare them raccoons out of your
That's
trash.
That's right. Oh, we had a possum in the trash the other day.
I'll scare them out.
That was my other story. So I'm joking. We're playing with my daughter, and I started playing this game called Hide Your Shoes.
Yeah.
Where I would take her shoes and hide them.
Yeah.
And we were playing out in the backyard. And so she enjoyed this.
Right.
Right. So there would usually be two different hiding places, one for each shoe.
Right.
So my wife goes and she's going to hide the shoes over by the garbage cans.
Oh, bad idea.
Well, there's a garbage can lid that's off, and she puts them under that, and she walks away. And so then my daughter goes over there looking for a shoe.
Right.
And she looks in the garbage can, and there's a possum, and she starts freaking out. Now, the weird thing was, it was like that she looks, she turns, and then she freaks out.
Yeah.
And so we thought she was pulling it over on us.
Right.
So my wife goes over there, and she's like, there's no possum in the garbage. And she sticks her head down there. Oh, my God! So there's this possum in there.
You're like a freaking magician, man.
I know. Hey, watch me pull a possum out of this garbage can.
What comes out of the can this week?
Well, we've had raccoons and possums now, so...
And supposedly coyotes.
Well, the coyote was down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did actually see a coyote, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, the possum was in there. It was funny. So that's a quick... So what's going on with you?
So I had a lot of my family up this weekend for Labor Day.
Yeah, I heard it was a big shindig, a big tidal family get-together.
Yeah. I don't really have a big story, per se. It's just a little footnote to the whole thing, Mike. My wife is, you know, like trying to disable my mom.
She's trying to disable your mother?
Yeah.
Possibly so she can get one of those goddamn placards so she can park in a good spot.
I don't know. It's like,
let me help you with your eye shadow.
My mom's got a bad leg, right?
Who does?
My mom.
Your mom's got a bad leg?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
She got it propped up. She's sitting at the kitchen table.
I thought she was just lazy like you.
No, actually no. My wife, for whatever reason, kind of just jerks the table and hits my mom in the good knee. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then later on, my poor mom's like laying on the couch, you know?
Yeah.
And I was sitting over there.
Like mother, like son.
Yeah, pretty much. And my wife, for whatever reason, had this big heavy sweater. And she's like, oh, Miles, put this away. Catch this, will ya?
Yeah.
And she throws it, and it ends up short, and ends up, like, pegging my mom, like, right in the face. With the heavy sweatshirt.
Hey, look at this look at this basketball.
I know.
So what'd your mom say?
Oh, God, she laughed it off.
You had to marry that cunt.
Yeah, really. And my parents are mad at me. You
son,
cut too much.
Son, you're fat and bald. Well,
no,
so
don't.
Are you, Dad.
Well, we didn't get into that, thank God.
So are you.
What about you?
What about you, Dad?
Yeah.
Go fix me turkey pot pie.
Yeah, no, their thing was, you're using the Lord's name in vain a lot, Miles.
Oh, please.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Here there you go. There you said it again.
I know. So then I'm like, I'm getting my balls broken like every 5 minutes over this.
Please, come on now.
Your
mother or your
the
father
Lord's
was saying
name
that?
In vain.
Was your mom or your dad saying that?
Both.
Your dad actually said it?
Yes.
Oh, so Jenna Jameson never does that, Dad?
Yeah.
So,
brother, you know,
when you're watching that Brat movie and she's crying out for Christ, it's not a problem.
Well,
oh, know, God, he's fucking me in the ass. It's not a problem for you, Dad, to watch.
I woke up from a nap.
Uh-huh.
And I come out, my dad's watching TV. And he's watching this MTV thing about this guy who's got his own secret porn site. And he, like, dates, like, two or three girls at a time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is nice religious broadcasting, Dad. You know.
Hey, when you get to be 70, you got to get your thrills where you can.
Yeah, he wouldn't answer me. He's like, yeah.
I was watching Punk'd. This just came on.
Yeah. Punk'd. Isn't this Punk'd?
Your dad's a big Punk'd fan like you are.
Yeah.
Ah.
So anyway,
shut up, you fat, bald bastard.
Oh, man. Then everyone's like, Miles, your house is too hot.
Oh, your house is hot.
I do, and everyone, your air conditioning sucks.
Your air conditioning does suck.
And I'm like, well, what am I going to do about it? It's Labor Day weekend.
Were they in the basement when they said this?
No, they're upstairs.
Oh, well, to go to the basement, it's not that much cooler.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot. It's
and
always
I was just like, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, I'm not calling out a repair guy.
Yeah.
To get, like, triple time, you know.
What do you mean? When I was up there, it's been a few years, and it was hot anyway. And,
yeah.
You haven't called a repair guy out for, like, 4 years now, or
I'm
so.
Saving up.
Well, I had to buy my new PS2, so that took a chunk out of the air conditioner fund. And then I had to get this new game for it.
No, everyone's got to get an AC guy. Like
I had to get the Planet of the Apes on DVD.
Miles, go check the Freon level. Maybe that's wrong.
Yeah, all they need is you fucking around with an air conditioner.
Yeah, do you want me really messing around with electronics? And no.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Everyone hates me now.
Hey, you're smart. What do you mean? They all invite themselves over and it's hot and they hate you?
No, I did invite them. They did not invite
Oh, you did?
Them.
I thought you were...
No.
I thought you were coerced into it.
No, it was my idea, but I'm just saying, everyone's like, you know, this sucks.
I think your wife should hate you if it was your idea.
I don't know. My wife was taking it out of my mom. Like, bashing her in the knee, bashing her in the face.
I'll get back at that son of a bitch.
Jeez.
I'll hurt his mother. He loves his mother. Oh, how he loves his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's watching some kind of pseudo-porn.
Where are the kids at?
MTV.
Oh, they love it. They're getting online right now to go check it out. Because I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids, you know how to work this infernal machine?
Yeah.
Type in breast. Let's see what comes up. Oh, Grandpa, I thought you were more of a titty, or I thought you were more of a vagina man.
My kids wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Grampy, look what I found. It's pierced.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Good job, Miles Jr.
Yeah.
I can tell that the smarts usually skip a generation, and you got them now. You're my boy.
Yeah.
Now download that, burn it onto a DVD, and let's watch it.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, you must be right. Yeah.
That's your father. That's not my
exactly
dad.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's your dad.
Yeah, right.
He knows all about that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
He's all religious now.
No, he's religious on you.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, better for you.
Yeah.
Kind of syndrome going on there.
It's not okay to take the Lord's name in vain, but it is okay to watch porn.
Well, I'm taking in the beauty.
Yeah.
Of what was created.
This is an art film. Right?
But Dad, it's 351 cum shots. I don't understand where the art is. I don't think art films have the word cum in them. Oh, well, sure they do. This one won the Palme d'Or.
Oh, boy.
Dad, it's the Palme dildo. Says, so what? What's the difference?
Oh.
Oscars, AVN, who cares? Who puts you on your high horse? Mr. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So when are they coming back?
Thanksgiving.